Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch faith. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the Alternative chart.
So these are some real heavy hitters lately. Talking about the week of June 24th, 1989, you know, if you went to the cinema, remember when we could all do that? You were probably checking out the original Batman, directed by Tim Burton and starring Michael Keaton, as well as Jack Nicholson.
Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker. And as you can see, I'm a lot happier.
You know, back before Batman became all serious and brooding, like the rest of life.
There's a man here who thinks he can help you.
Batman?
No, he's a scientist.
Batman's a scientist?
It's not Batman.
Richard Marx was certainly satisfied topping the Billboard charts. Don't you know? I won't give up until I'm satisfied. After the original demise of the gothic outlet Bauhaus, singer Peter Murphy went on to have a pretty successful solo career. Now, the other three members of the band formed a group called Love and Rockets. This song, So Alive, is by far that group's most commercially successful single. This track topped the Modern Rock chart for 5 weeks, starting on June 24th, 1989. It also went on to number one on the Canadian Singles Chart, as well as all the way to number three on the Billboard Hot 100. One of the most interesting facts about this song is that the band mostly recorded it in one take, and it was written basically in under an hour. All three members of the band share the songwriting credit for this track, but it really came from an experience guitarist Daniel Ash, who also provides the vocals, had the previous weekend before the recording session. I'm alive. The experience was a woman that absolutely infatuated Ash at a party he was attending. That accounts for the sultry nature of the music and lyrics. The interesting thing is Ash was just married and knew that he shouldn't be looking at other women. And he had never felt the urge to look at any other women right up until that moment with that particular woman, who just happened to, for whatever reason, transfix him. Now, he never did get her name, which of course accounts for the opening lyric. Another interesting element was the use of backup singers in this song. Love and Rockets had never employed this method on any other tracks, but for this session, they invited Lorna Wright, Sylvia Mason-James, and Ruby James to sing the backup vocals. Collectively, the band wanted to go for a Walk on the Wild Side vibe, the Lou Reed song for this track, hence the backup singers. Many fans of Love and Rockets misinterpret the lyrics about being about drugs, but Ash assures everyone it's about the infatuation and going stir crazy about not being able to have this mystery woman.
My head is full of magic.
got everything to do with you. I'm alive.
Make sure to check out Lovin' Rockets, So Alive, wherever you get your music, whether that be Apple, Spotify, iTunes, or old-fashioned radio. Anybody do that anymore? And be sure to tune in again next time for another Modern Rock number one.